You know what? I think God puts certain people in the way so they think they can realize their prejudices. When I've always been a writer, and I wrote an essay on patriotism that was published in the the organization that promotes American history and all that. And the lady who, she then took the article and she recommended it to that organization that and I can't remember the name of it, that gives prizes to very patriotic articles and things. And so I went to the award ceremony, and the lady who recommended me was there, and I brought my parents. Well, it turned out that she had a lifelong hatred of Jews and Negroes.
Oh, my God, you had a complete set for her.
She almost fell out when she saw my parents. She just couldn't handle it. And the following week, she turned up on my doorstep. I couldn't imagine what she wanted. You know, we had a lovely evening, and it was over, and there she was. She wanted to see what color my kids were. Then she kept inviting me to lunch, and I'd go sometimes. She just could not figure me out.
Did she seem to grow at all from it?
I think she did, because after a while, you know, I sent her some of the music and all, and it kind of a glimmer there, because she liked music. And she began to realize that I wasn't such a bad guy after all, and my parents were very nice people. And all of her ideas about Jews and, you know, the Nazi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Negroes are unintelligent and they steal. Well, I think we finally got to her, and it took a long time.
Yeah.
But I ran into that all the time, because, you know, when you look white, people just think you're this way. And when we moved to Mission Viejo, which was, we didn't know it was a segregated community, but it was.
Mm-hmm.
And one day my neighbor came running over to me, and she said, "Judith, something terrible. A black company, a couple moved in down the street. But don't worry, they don't have any children."
Oh, no.
I said, "Flo, darling, I want you to meet my father." And after she met him, she didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. And finally, she started coming over for coffee again and never said anything else about it.
It makes you wonder about the conversation they had with themselves.
Yeah, and my dads were such sweet, well-mannered, articulate, poised people. They just were somebody you had to love.
Uh-huh.
And to think that people were thinking all these other horrible, stereotypical things about them, I just did not understand it. I felt privileged to be in an interracial situation where I immediately understood the God force behind everybody.
Mm-hmm. That is a great ultimate outcome for you out of that experience. And it's also, it had to have been satisfying to see that these friends had come around, had an inappropriate reaction, but really over the course of a fairly short period of time had perhaps realized their folly.
Oh, I think so. Flo was kind of dense. Her husband was a manager of Safeway in Mission Viejo, and he was a remarkable man. And when my husband died one afternoon, he came over an hour later bearing a carload of groceries from the Safeway store. because he knew all the relatives would be coming for the funeral. Such a nice man. Nothing like his wife, but, you know, I think eventually she moved eventually to San Antonio, so she probably got some other ideas in San Antonio about things, but I think learning to love everybody is something God wants us to do, but it takes a long time.
Well, and one would hope that when you learn